Let's take our Bibles this morning to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. As we're kind of following this theme of a soldier this morning and thinking about our thankfulness for our veterans and our soldiers, I went to a very famous passage here in 2 Timothy that gives us a great picture about the soldier and what the soldier has to teach us and show us this morning. And so for here for just a few moments, let's see what God has for us out of His Word. And this morning I want to read verses 1 through 7, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll start in verse 1. Paul, talking to Timothy, he says, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything." Here we see this second letter from Paul to Timothy, and let's remember this context. Let's remember of what this is housed in and what is going on here. As Paul is writing to Timothy, Timothy was his disciple. He was a young convert that he is gone with Paul through the different thick and the thin, and he's been with Paul, he's been trained by Paul, he has seen this, all that's going on, and now Paul is using that training to send Timothy out to pastor these different places. He would send him to Ephesus and help in the ministry there. And as you see this, we get a beautiful picture in these letters of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. A lot of times they're known as the pastoral epistles. There are these letters that are written to teach Timothy about this pastoral ministry and about growing up. We see the qualifications for the pastor are listed there, the qualifications for the deacons, how to set up the church. We see other very important and practical teachings about the church in these two books. And in this opportunity, we have a chance to see the mentor teaching the mentee about this life that he's going to be involved in this pastoral ministry. And in so doing here, this chapter 2 is filled with incredible pictures for us. But as he starts there in verse 1, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Well, we could take all the time this morning just thinking about that phrase of being strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Let me ask you, how much grace is in Christ Jesus? I guarantee you, we haven't touched the bottom of it. And with all that grace that He has bestowed upon our life, guess what? We can be strengthened by grace. We can be strengthened in knowing that we have an opportunity to get up when we fall down, because there's grace in Christ Jesus. That we can keep going when the time gets tough, because there's grace in Christ Jesus. Be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He then shows Timothy this powerful verse in verse 2 that's an opportunity to show a multiplication. What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Here you see four different generations. Paul, what you have learned of me. Timothy, who's learned it of Paul, the same commit to faithful men, the third generation now, the third in the down line, who shall be able to teach others also, the ongoing generations. And he's giving a beautiful picture here to Timothy of how the ministry should multiply and continue on. And then we see there in verse 3, this picture. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. We have this term as. It gives us this comparison, this simile. He is bringing out a picture, and Paul loved to bring out different pictures. In fact, in this passage this morning, there's three different pictures. You have the soldier, you then have the athlete, and then the farmer. But as we look at this soldier this morning, I want us to look at the picture that we can learn as a soldier. What did Paul, this mature missionary for the faith, want to impart to Timothy? Then what to multiply into Timothy so Timothy would teach others also? And now that we today can read and look and study, and what should we take from it this morning? As you look at this passage in verses 3 and 4, we're going to see two ideas that stand out. And they're very closely related. First is singleness of purpose, and then determination in pursuit. Singleness of purpose and determination in pursuit. It gives us this picture of this soldier that we've seen. In verse 3, it says, share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. The word that we see there for these words, share in suffering, it's one word in the Greek. It means to endure, but not just endure. It means to endure with. Paul had a beautiful way of taking words and making compound words with them in the Greek. And sometimes he uses words in the New Testament that aren't found anywhere else. He creates these compound words, and they're beautiful, very vivid words. And this word for share in suffering, and in some of your translations, you have endure hardships. But this word, it carries the idea to do it with. He uses a preposition with this word, soon, that means with. So I want you to endure these hardships with. I want you to endure. I want you to go through all of the hardships that you're going to see as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. You know, this picture of a soldier enduring hardships is something that should be read upon our minds, and especially as we think of veterans and all that they've done. We should think of the hardships, all that they endure, all that they go through, the different aspects that we can see in their life, the hardships that they endure to keep us safe, the life that sometimes it's hard for us to understand. And not only as they go through it in the time and in the battles, do you know that one of the biggest things that is enduring and is a hardship for our soldiers today is the battle against suicides. When they come off the fields. The PTSD, the different battles that they go through in a day-to-day basis. And here Paul is saying, I want you to endure hardships. I want you to go through these sufferings as a good soldier. Knowing and writing to Timothy as an experienced missionary for the faith, knowing that he is in chains, that he's been in bonds, he's been imprisoned, that he is going to be martyred for the faith. And because of that, he says, Timothy, you need to be able to endure. You need to be able to walk through those hardships as a good soldier would. That mindset of we are going to get through it. We're going to continue on. This endurance, it gives us the idea that it is not always easy. Folks, if we present the gospel and make the gospel out to be some genie in the bottle and that your life is going to be picture perfect, we are missing what Scripture is really teaching us. Because of the fact of the cross and because of what Jesus has provided us, does not give us a clear road, a cloudless sky. It tells us that even in the hardships, you have an answer, and it's the cross of Jesus Christ. That even when things are tough and even when things are hard, we know that we can get through it. That's what Paul means when he says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It's not that the way I describe it, it's not that we grow Christian Popeye arms. And that we're just able to fight off everything that we go to. No, it means that I can get through the highs, I can get through the lows, and when everything is tough and everything seems to be crumbling around me, my faith doesn't have to move because Christ Jesus is victorious. And he's saying, I want you to endure. I want you to go through this because you have a grace in Jesus Christ. This endurance a lot of times is a battle of the will. You know, You think of these marathon runners. You think of these people that are crazy like that. To run 24 to 26 miles when you have perfectly good vehicles that will drive you. You know, you do that running, you do these different things. There is a battle that goes on. When am I going to stop? When your body is wanting to shut down, and your body is wanting to stop, and you continue to press through, there's an endurance there that has to happen. The same is with our Christian walk. We can have an endurance because of Jesus Christ. Endure through it. You know, one of the exciting things I thought about yesterday is I think we're starting to come back around to putting some honor where it needs to be. And yesterday I saw a lot of different thanks, especially on Facebook and social media, that was going out to veterans, and you saw a lot of really neat stories. One of the stories I came across, and I saw it on a newscast even this morning, was a former Marine, Rob Jones. Rob Jones was in Afghanistan in 2010. His job was to find IEDs, to mark them, keep his company safe. He accidentally stepped on one, and it caused him to have both of his legs amputated. He is now raising awareness for veterans by running marathons. In fact, yesterday, he completed 31 marathons in 31 days. You know, just like a Marine, right? His wife said, you know, he didn't pick the month with the shortest amount of days of 28. No, he went with 31 to prove his hardness. And there, and it's amazing, there's incredible videos out there of him with the springs and the different things and the prosthetics and running 31 marathons of 26 miles, 31 days in a row. And he's raising this awareness for this veterans. In an article in U.S. Today, he said, a wounded veteran is just somebody that needs to find their new path and how they're going to keep fighting and keep contributing to their country. Endure. Share in the sufferings as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. That is that singleness of purpose, that determination in pursuit. But then notice in verse 4, no soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits. This word entangled means to get caught up with and to get distracted, to be pulled off this target. I found a great warning picture of this yesterday, and I thought you would like to see of what this would look like in our life. Danger. Don't get entangled. I found this on a plow on my father-in-law's tractor, a pull-behind plow. And I thought it quite fitting of being entangled. But you know what? That sometimes happens in our Christian walk, doesn't it? That we get entangled in other pursuits. We get entangled in things that take us away from the message of Jesus Christ or the power of Jesus Christ. And just like Peter when he was walking on the water, all of a sudden we are worried about these other pursuits. We're worried about the winds and the waves instead of the master of the winds and the waves and keeping our focus on there. And all of a sudden our life is in danger because we've been entangled in these other pursuits. Paul is telling Timothy, as a good soldier, don't get entangled in other pursuits. Keep the singleness of purpose. Keep the determination in your pursuit to go after Jesus. Go after Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in these civilian pursuits. Why? Since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. To continue on. And to please the one that has enlisted him. For us as believers, we point that to Jesus Christ as the one who has saved our soul. Why do we go through this? Why do we continue on? Why do we have this endurance? Why do we not entangle with these other pursuits, these things that take us away from Jesus? Because Jesus Christ loved us and he gave himself for us. That whosoever believes in him should not perish but has everlasting life. And because of that, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in us, which we have of God, and we are not our own. We've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit. We have the opportunity to walk as a soldier, a good soldier of Jesus Christ, not entangling in civilian pursuits and not entangling us in these things that get us distracted. Entanglement leads to that distraction. And distraction fuels derailment. And we get off. Keep going forward. Of course, one of my favorite aspects of history to study is World War II. I love reading the different stories. If you've been here of any time, you've heard me describe the men of Easy Company, the band of brothers that when I first came across that, it just intrigued me, and so I started reading about them. I got a lot of their memoirs and was reading from the different soldiers of the band of brothers and different ones, and the commanding officer, Dick Winters, just incredible leadership lessons in his memoirs. And he talks about the Battle of the Bulge, when they were there near Bastogne and near the town of Foy, and they were getting ready to go on the assault of Foy. Just all the hardships they endured with the bombardments and being shelled there in the forest and the lack of supplies and all that was going on, and now they had to take their men forward into this town and overtake it. And as the battle began to happen, the Easy Company began to press the assault forward, and all of a sudden they stop out in the open. German artillery begins to zero on them, and then they start hitting right and left and right and left. And the commanding officer at that time was not very good. He brought them all together right there in the center, right there in the open. And Winters was watching all this from the edge of the forest. And there in his memoirs, he said, "It was just driving me insane. Our men are getting hit. I had to go out and do something." He took his rifle. He started to run forward. And as he took those steps forward, he realized, "No, my job is to lead. I got to stay back." He turned around. And he said, "The first person I saw was this Lieutenant Spears, who was a soldier." And he even described him as being that cold-hearted soldier. And he said, "Spears, take the attack on in. Keep moving forward. Keep going forward. You can't get entangled by the circumstances, by the things that are going on around us." Why? Because you know what? They're always going to be there. There's always going to be entanglements ready to entrap. But Jesus Christ is able to get us through it all. Don't be entangled by the civilian pursuits, the singleness of purpose, the determination in pursuit. Then he goes on to give those other pictures, the athlete, the farmer, but notice verse 7. He says, "Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything." You know, when we take this teaching about a good soldier, we take these teachings that we see in the New Testament and we apply it to the picture of Jesus Christ, we have a vivid example. Because notice there in verse 8, "Remembering Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." You see, this is why we continue on to please Him who has enlisted us as a soldier, so that others might obtain that salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. You know, if you saw a friend struggling in finances, are you going to help them? You saw a friend struggling in health and you knew a solution to help them out, are you going to help them? And we see our friends in temporary situations, it's very easy for us to make that step to help them out in very temporary situations. But here we see an eternal situation dealing with our spiritual condition before God the Father that can change through Jesus Christ. And He says, "I'm going to endure, I'm going to keep going on, the singleness of purpose, the determination in pursuit, because there's an eternal weight of glory and it comes through Christ Jesus." So as a good soldier, we continue on with that singleness of purpose, that determination in pursuit. You know, here at Talty Baptist, we use those three words, don't we? Know, grow, show. We want to know God, what He's done for us. We want to grow in love for God, and we want to show God's love. That's our process, our vision. But what is our win? What is that pursuit? I hope that some of you are already thinking of the answer this morning. Because our win, our pursuit is found in that Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Our win this morning is to go and make disciples who are going to make other disciples. We call them mature multipliers. M&Ms. We want to make mature multipliers. You know what? That's our win. It comes from that Great Commission that our commanding officer, Jesus Christ, gave us in Matthew chapter 28 and in verses 19 and 20. There's that Great Commission. There's our commission as His good soldiers that we should go forth to make disciples. And that win has given us some goals. Just like we see when the Pharisees ask Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? What is the greatest thing that you should do in this walk, in this Christian walk? And He said, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love others. That is those goals that we do in accordance to that win. That if we're going to achieve that win, our goals need to be to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and then to love others as ourself. Listen, if you grow in love for God, you're going to get on your heart what's on His, and that's that other people might come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That other people might have a transformation in their life. That is our win. That is our goals. And now, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, there's our marching orders to endure, to share in the sufferings so that disciples might be made. There is our pursuit so that we don't get entangled with other things, that we might see them grown up and matured and show a love for God and a love for others. And as a good soldier, we have a singleness of purpose and a determination of pursuit. There was a soldier from World War I that became a little more well known in an inauguration speech in 1980 from Ronald Reagan. His name was Martin Treptow, and it became known as Treptow's Pledge. Martin Treptow was a barber. He grew up in Iowa. Now, when World War I came, he enlisted. He was sent over in what was called the Rainbow Division to France. And there in France, he was a courier. He was sending messages back and forth between the different battalions and groups. And as he was taking messages back and forth, one day he was hit and he perished there on the battlefield. And when they found him, they found a diary. And in this diary, they found an incredible pledge to his country. And I wanted you to see these words. This pledge was, America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure, I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. His pledge as a good soldier. Endure hardships as a good soldier. Do not get entangled as a good soldier. So this weekend, as we thank a soldier, let's use that as an opportunity to reflect in our lives. Will I be that good soldier for Jesus Christ? He has given me the grace to be strengthened. Now, will I endure and not get entangled? Shall we stand? This morning, with our heads bowed, our eyes closed, we come to just a time here to reflect, respond, in our hearts and in our lives. To what the God and His Spirit might be moving upon you today. In just a moment, we're going to sing a song of invitation. But it's this time that we have to be able to respond to the Lord and how He might be speaking to you today. Do you know that life transformation through Jesus Christ? Have you placed your faith in Him alone? Knowing that it's not what you can do that'll save you this morning, but what He has done. Do you need to know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? If so, in just a moment when we start singing, I'm going to be right down here. Please, just step out and meet me down here. I want to show you a life transformation power through Jesus Christ. And because of that life transformation, for those that know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to ask you this morning, are you walking as a good soldier? Enduring the hardships? Are you getting entangled with other affairs that are taking you away from Jesus Christ this morning? If not, why not make a return to Him today? To remember Christ Jesus, to remember what He's done for us, so that we could produce that wind, that we could show others how to know and follow Him. Or maybe this morning during this time, you just need to talk with the Lord a little bit. To give Him some of those things that you're entangled and say, Lord, untangle me from this mess. Help me to seek You with the singleness and purpose and the determination and pursuit. But as we come to this time, as we sing, I Surrender All, let us respond to Him in worship. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray now that Your Spirit would move. And You'd help us, Lord, to respond to You today. Take this message, apply it, and allow Your Word to be unbound in our hearts. And we give You the thanks and praise, for it's in Your name we pray. Amen.